kick off hour number three of the program. I want to remind you that FoxSportsKnoxville.com is driven by 245 Tech. Check them out online at 245tech.com. They got you covered if you need to put e-commerce and integrate that into your website. Your web development company, locally owned and operated right here in Knoxville. It's 245 Tech. Check them out online at 245tech.com. I'm not allowed to talk about it, so go ahead.
Thank you for letting me know it was my time to speak. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Game recap, Pro Football Focus, College Edition. Win blitzed on Saturday.
All right.
Jerick Arentano, 8 attempts, 7 completions, 113 yards, 1 touchdown, no picks, passer rating of 158.3.
So this is when he's been blitzed?
When blitzed.
Okay.
Yep.
When blitzes come his way. Thought that was pretty interesting. That's been a really good stat for him in every game, if I'm not mistaken. He seems to do well when the numbers are in his favor on the back end, and he's got pressure coming his way, so he has to make the quick decision. And he has made the quick decision. He hasn't – remember last year we talked about this. He held the ball too long. He has not really done that this year. Jerick Arentano, aware of the pressure, getting rid of the ball. Very nice job by him so far, especially through the last two games, but he really wasn't that bad against West Virginia. Also, the defense's highest-graded players from the win over UTEP, back-to-back weeks. Corner Bryce Thompson, your highest graded player at an 85.9. Batuli, 82.5. Will Ignat, who we've heard about and now is apparently playing, with a 77.4. Nigel Warrior, number 4, at a 72.9. And Micah Abernathy, who is that's the bottom two guys on this list of the top five, I might add. Warrior and Abernathy received a lot of criticism the first 2 weeks. Good to see they're kind of picking it up a little bit. But the Jerick Arentano numbers continue to impress. I know he hasn't been asked to do a bunch, but man, it's numbers like this, and it's happened every week where you wonder, why are we not seeing that a little bit more from him? Why are we not seeing the coaches cut him loose a little bit more? Because he's been impressive to this point.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a little bit of a, you know, I was hoping it was because they wanted to work on the running game. I wonder if it's a little bit of fear with the offensive line. It's like, they've done okay, but I'm worried that if we drop Arentano back to pass too much and somebody whiffs an assignment, all of a sudden now the quarterback that you want running your offense for games like Florida isn't around. So maybe there is a little bit more like, well, now we just have to take that risk. We have to just drop back and throw the football.
Which is probably why they're dead set on getting Chris into the game, because it's we're going to have to throw a lot more over these next five guys, and if it happens the way we're afraid it might happen, which is why we've protected him to this point, and Arentano gets hit and has to miss some time, we want our next guy to be ready.
There was no sense in pulling him for Chris with 2 minutes left, right?
Except for all the points I just gave, that they're worried that Jared's going to get snapped in half when they have to call real pass plays, and they're trying to get Chris ready no matter what.
Wild.
I'm fine with that decision. I just, again, would like for that not to have been during the two-minute drill. They did it a couple of other times, but you definitely want him to have some reps with the ones.
Well, my thing is, if you're going to put him in, just let him throw. He threw 3 passes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're dead set on getting him ready to be your backup quarterback, then let him be more than just a go-between. Mm-hmm. Like, let him play quarterback. You could put a receiver there to take a snap and hand the ball off. If you're going to put Chris in to run the two-minute offense, then run the two-minute offense with a purpose instead of, well, we'll do a handoff and see if we get enough yards. And, okay, he got 6. Well, we'll run another one to see if we can get the first down, and then we'll kick it into gear. It's like, no, don't do that. Don't waste time. UTEP's offense is horrible. Just put the pedal down and see if you can score in the two-minute offense if you're going to pull Arentano for Chris anyway.
Do we count the Florida game as the beginning of the stretch of death, or do we wait until after that one and that goes to Georgia?
I think after what I've seen, I'm going to call this the beginning.
Okay, this is the start of the stretch of death. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Just so we're
all
on the same
page. It's gone
page.
From 3 games to 5 games now, in my opinion. Well, 3.5. I always thought South Carolina was kind of that because it was an away game and they get a bye the week before. I don't know if that'll still be the case if they reschedule the Marshall game or another opponent. But yeah, so now I'm saying it's 5 games. Thank God there's a bye in there. Thank God. Thank God. Because right now, I think we would all agree, That trip to Athens, not looking great. Not looking great at all. And the trip to Auburn, I guess, looks a little better, but not by much. And then the welcome home for Alabama fans as they come up to Knoxville. That's not going to be pretty.
Who's Georgia play this week? Missouri. That's right. They play Missouri at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Columbia. It might be a shootout because Missouri put up about 1 trillion points and yards against Purdue over the weekend. I don't know. That one's weird. That's a weird kind of game for Georgia. I mean, I don't expect them to lose, but Missouri might be able to make that a game for a quarter or two. Georgia just, I don't know. As I watch football this weekend, it seems like it's Bama on a level all their own, probably Georgia right behind them, and then kind of the Ohio State maybe in there, drop a little bit, LSU. Alabama just looks like a juggernaut again. It seems like every year I say, oh, this is the best they've ever been and ever will be. They took Ole Miss behind the woodshed.
They had the biggest blowout of the week.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Alabama. 62-7.
Who did y'all draw in the SEC Survivor Pool?
The Ole Miss Rebels.
You both had them?
Or the Ole Miss, I can't remember.
Land Sharks.
Land Shark, Black yeah. Bear things. Yeah.
Dave even picked them to cover.
Well, Barrett picked him to win straight up.
Yeah, Barrett Slee had a rough weekend.
Yeah, so I don't know. This week in SEC football, Bama really, really, really good. LSU maybe better than expected. Georgia still good. South Carolina got another bye. Dang it. And Arkansas is awful. There you go.
Really, really bad.
That's your SEC update of the week. Arkansas might be the worst team in the league. You might not be the worst team in the league this year.
Russell Smith made a good point. That special teams play where North Texas had the punt return, that might be the face of Arkansas special teams now, and you get the Joe Adams.
I thought the same
return.
Thing. I was like, wow, finally one goes against Arkansas that's going to get the Joe Adams 20 broken tackle punt return off the books forever, because that's embarrassing. That's bad. That was whew.
I'm not really sure why we thought Alabama wouldn't score 50 points on Ole Miss, though.
I absolutely did. I said they might score 70. I just thought Ole Miss maybe could get into the 20s or 30s.
Hey, man, that first play, though.
I know, yeah. You thought, oh, baby, here we go. But no, I went back and listened because I was like, wow, what did I say? Because I thought I said I don't think Ole Miss can stop Bama from scoring 70, but they might get into the 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
And they got that early 7, and I thought, here we go, shootout time. Mm-hmm. It was not a shootout. It was not a shootout. Like, you threw a rock and hit Bama, and then they pulled out the bazooka and just obliterated you if you're Ole Miss.
It's probably a good way to describe it.
It was brutal.
It's weird, though, because I feel like Ole Miss still hit some – they still looked dangerous on offense, but they couldn't – after the first play, they couldn't put together enough – they couldn't stay on schedule, right, to give themselves a lot more rocks in the – in the bag, basically. I mean, the rest of the way, it reminded me of the Louisville game where, like, Louisville could move the ball some on Alabama,
right?
But they just couldn't score. I mean, they couldn't, and you can't exactly, like, try and get into field goal range and hope that, you're going to steal a few points and beat Alabama when they're scoring a touchdown every single possession.
And that's why a lot of people think this might be Nick Saban's best team, is because for the first time you look at Alabama and the offense might scare you more than the defense. And the defense is still really, really, really good, right. But the offense might just be better because they have a quarterback who can keep them on schedule, who can deliver accurate passes, who can scramble around some. You still got a great O-line. You still got a great stable of running backs. They are complete offensively, and that was always the fear because defensively they're always there. And so now you think maybe they've got both. I mean, it's like Bama and everybody else right now. Like, go ahead and just pencil them in the whole way if you want to, because unless a bunch of weird injuries occur,
they do have Bush Jones.
They're going all well. I guess they don't let him do anything because right now he's not impacting that.
He holds
program
the
at
chart.
All.
That's his job.
I don't know what chart that is. Is that the play chart?
Surely not.
Is that just a
I
chart?
I tried to zoom in. I was hoping you could like does somebody have a.
It's probably like just special it's camera. Like just jumbled letters, so it looks real and important. Why is he even holding that? Like he didn't have a headset on, did he?
No.
So
he's just standing there.
What's he doing? You don't know what play's being called. You can't call a play. You just have the chart. Is that the backup? Is that someone's backup chart in case it gets ripped? They're laminated, so it can't get wet.
It's the one you leave in the locker room after you leave that's all the fake plays.
Stuff, yeah.
So that the next opponent will hopefully get it down the road and have all the wrong
stuff. Right.
Would they really trust Butch Jones with the real offensive play chart?
I wouldn't think so,
surely
but maybe.
Not.
Maybe.
I was hoping you could zoom in on it and it would be like the actual go for two chart. Would that not have been the funniest thing ever? If he has the hold Alabama's
that's
go for
his,
two chart.
That's his job.
That's
is
his
you're
one
the
job.
You're the go for two or kick it guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that tough of a job when you're up by, 55. Pretty easy gig.
Well, I mean,
Jalen Hurts playing in the SEC for another team next year.
He better hurry because, I thought he would try to redshirt this year, but I don't think he is. I think he's content with being part of this two-quarterback system that they figured out.
I mean, he'd be a grad transfer.
No, I know, but
but
I'm saying instead of having 2 years, he'd only have one. And right now, I'm like, hell, is he just going to stay at Alabama and just be part of the two-quarterback system? He can graduate and just stay at Alabama. There's no rule against that.
I mean, I'm interested to see, they haven't had a close game yet to where you actually have to decide.
And they won't. They won't. Not,
I think that once they get to Mississippi State.
When is that game?
I don't know.
Like 2 months? A month and a half?
Or maybe
play
A&M this week at 3:30.
Oh, yeah, that's true. People are saying that one might be a little.
But then
it doesn't. No, come on.
They don't have another big game until at LSU on November the 3rd.
It's a long time.
Like, after this A&M game this week, it is Louisiana Lafayette, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee.
That's what I'm saying. If you're Hurts and you wanted to transfer, wouldn't you do it now so that you get the 2 years somewhere else?
I would think so.
Or are you just saying, I only want one? But that's the thing. They put him in late yesterday. He still got to throw the ball around and run a little bit. Or Saturday, excuse me. I always do that on Mondays. I mean, he still, what did he do? He went 7 of 10, 85 yards and 2 touchdowns, threw a pick, 4 rushes, 20 yards. I mean, he's getting to play, not a ton, but about what he did last year when, that's what he would do before he got pulled. So,
yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he really is content with being Alabama's backup number two, 1A, 1B quarterback. I don't know.
So he just go through this year and then just go to the draft?
I guess he could. I mean, Tua can't, so he could try if he wanted to, sure.
What position would he play?
Don't know.
Whatever he wants to.
Well, yeah,
I
guess.
Don't know.
Whatever he wants. How about LSU?
Goodness gracious.
Biggest surprise of the weekend?
No.
Or Vandy keeping it close at Notre Dame?
That was the biggest surprise for me. Or actually just realizing how god-awful FSU is.
I almost picked that. I almost picked that because it felt like a throwaway game for Notre Dame, and that's the kind of game that Vanderbilt is just going to go crazy for.
I think I said
if the late touchdown helped them out, but still.
I think I said if it was 14.5, I'd pick Vandy, but it's 13.5, so I took Notre Dame. It was that close. I didn't watch that one. Was it,
Shermer's good, man.
Yeah, 26 of
26, only the one touchdown, but that's a pretty good Notre Dame defense.
I mean, they shut down Michigan.
They couldn't guard Pinkney, the tight end. He had a great day. 5 catches, 111, and a touchdown for Vanderbilt. They got some weapons. They got a good quarterback, and their defense is pretty solid. I don't know how we just skipped over the LSU-Auburn game. I mean, Ed Orgeron doing what nobody thought. A lot of people are kind of feeling like they have to eat the words on Ed Orgeron. Guys, this is what LSU has needed for ever, and they just never could get it. Joe Burrow is saving LSU right now.
He didn't even play that well.
No, he didn't, but he didn't play horribly. He threw 249 in the touchdown, and he did make a really big throw late on that touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big-time throw.
That was.
But that's the kind of play that they haven't gotten in the past, and he's just good enough to where he can bail them out of some situations because he's got great running backs, great receivers, a great offensive line. I mean, he was sub 50% completion again. He was 15 of 34, but he hits the one big one when they need it, and it allows him to get out of there with a win.
Well, here's the thing. Barrett picked this game the other way and said, it's going to come down to quarterback play. Which quarterback do you trust the most, Jarrett Stidham or Joe Burrow? Well, it turned out that Joe Burrow outplayed Jarrett Stidham.
He did.
15 of 34 for 249 and one touchdown. That's still better than 16 of 28 with a lower average pass completion for 198, one touchdown.
Two picks.
And the two picks. Jarrett Stidham did not play well, which is not uncommon against an LSU defense.
Stidham has never really had a great big game for Auburn in this offense. He's led the team to big wins because they've been able to run the football and play great defense. But Jarrett Stidham has not been the game-changing quarterback in the Auburn offense that I think many assumed he would be. He's been good because he's got so much talent around him, but I would say to this point, the Jarrett Stidham experiment in the Auburn offense has been kind of a disappointment. Because in games like Saturday, where you can't just run it down somebody's throat the way you can in most games if you're Auburn, you need a quarterback who can make a couple of big plays, and he, as you said, he turned it over twice. He wasn't very accurate with the football. And the offense, who I think a lot of people thought would be better, has actually looked worse so far to start the season for Auburn. I know they slow start, and they might get it going here in a couple of weeks, but the running game hasn't been what I think a lot of people thought it would be. The receivers, it's still one of those things at Auburn, and it always is, right? They've got a lot of guys, but none of them are really great. And the ones that you think are going to be great get kind of banged up. Auburn seems to always have guys just perpetually just nicked up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Darius Slayton's been hurt. They've had a couple other guys who have been kind of in and out with insignificant injuries. And it just seems like they can never find a groove. I mean, their leading receiver was a freshman, Anthony Schwartz. He had two catches, 37 yards. That's not good. They do not have a go-to receiver. And when they can't just run it down your throat and all the pressure kind of falls on Stidham, that's bad news if you're Auburn right now.
Yeah, I'd say last year against Alabama will be the only game that I like. I mean, he's only put up really big numbers against like awful opponents,
awful teams, right?
Or last year against Alabama, I would call that game like the one game that he really, you know, carried them in, because he only threw for 237. But it was on.
But against Bama, you can like double that.
Yeah, it was on 21 of 28 passing, yeah. First of all. So yeah, he was real efficient. He also ran for 51 yards and a touchdown against Alabama's defense. And
which is that has not been his game since he got there.
I mean, even the Georgia win when they won 40-17, it was the same type of stat line. He did throw three touchdowns, but he only had 214 on 16 of 23. So he's in the games where Auburn plays really well, he's super efficient, because that offense is such a spread to run. That's why that Auburn style, the best Auburn season is Cam Newton back there. You know, it's not Jarrett Stidham. It's mm-hmm. not a passing first guy.
Nick Marshall
is such a good runner.
Yeah, they're better when they've got a guy with a big arm who can facilitate kind of the running parts of their offense, and then a receiver or two who get wide open down the field, and somebody just, you chuck it to him.
It's similar to kind of the Tim Tebow and until recently, the kind of the Dan Mullen, Nick Fitzgerald type of offense, mm-hmm. where they have to be a threat to run. When they blow teams out, they just have a real efficient stat line because they're just churning out yards on the ground so easily, and the passing plays don't have to, you know, you just don't have to throw it that much.
So do you think, is LSU really good? Like, are they going to challenge now, or is this just a case of Auburn and Gus Malzahn, for whatever reason, not being able to get past Ed Orgeron? Remember last year in this game, they got shelled. So this was a closer game. In fact, you could argue that this is a game Auburn should have won based on the last kind of 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But LSU now has beaten, at the time, I think, what, 8 Miami? And Auburn in this one was 7?
Yep, they were 7th.
I mean, no. Does anyone have a better resume in the country right now than LSU?
No. I mean, there's no way to have two better wins, I think, through two games.
They get La Tech, they get Ole Miss, and then they're at Florida. Oh, Florida's schedule just gets tougher and tougher. That would be the one that Orgeron loses, though. Because Tennessee, that's why.
Big Ten looks really bad.
Big Ten is awful. They're so bad.
What was that statistic you read earlier?
Is it
about how many?
Seven? Was it seven?
Seven non-conference
games.
Losses for the Big Ten
against
unranked opponents. Yeah. It's the most since like 1936.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, I knew it was a long time ago. I think the start of the AP poll is it hadn't happened since then.
How much do you look into BYU upsetting number 6 Wisconsin, and you happen to play BYU next year? Is that something
cycling where, up?
Of course they did. Of course they did, Davey. They're on Tennessee's schedule. Of course they're going to cycle up and get good. And, of course, Mississippi State's backup quarterback's awesome, so that when Fitzgerald leaves, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, those are the two next year, right? Come on. I'm not believing in BYU yet. I watched the end of that game. Their coach seems like a complete head case. He completely mismanaged the end. They probably should have lost.
Just taking a different approach than Houston.
I think Wisconsin's just really overrated.
I'm not giving up on the 19 season, but damn it! on.
I'm not going to worry about BYU next year when Florida's this Saturday. I'm just not. I refuse. Davey, I refuse to do that.
But that's the year that we're like, year two. No Nick Fitzgerald, BYU. Oh, my gosh, we don't have Oklahoma. Oh, my gosh, we don't have West. We finally get a schedule that lights up. And look at the teams that we got.
The only thing worse
than... They're both going to be in the playoff next year.
The only thing worse than saying wait till next year is worrying about next year. That's the only thing worse. What's that mentality? We have Florida this Saturday.
Doesn't matter. I'm talking about next year now.
BYU might change out next year.
Yeah, they might.
Their coach is on the hot seat.
They haven't had a memorable game in the last 10 years, and the year before Tennessee plays them, they beat number 6 Wisconsin.
That's true.
Where was that game played?
That was in Wisconsin.
Camp Randall?
Yeah.
Where does BYU go next year when they play Tennessee?
Neyland Stadium.
I'm just saying, of course they're good. Of course. I wasn't even mad at the time, but I'm mad now because it's had time to sink in. Of course they're going to be good.
Well, you're lucky you don't have to draw in the next segment, so hopefully that'll allow you
to calm down a little bit.
At
least I did draw Mississippi State, who I'm hating on right now. But, yeah, man, they opened up another can.
Good. I mean, I don't know.
Come to Neyland next year.
Not sure
they've
played anybody
Moorhead.
That good yet. We'll see. The SEC West is weird. It's always like this.
Listen to your voice as you say that. It's not the SEC West is weird. It's weird.
It is.
Right, guys?
It is weird.
It is scary. But it's also weird because we got a chance, right? BYU might be bad. I mean, hey. We're Tennessee. They're both going to be top 10 when they come into town. Just wait.
Eyes on the SEC, brought to you by IXL. SEC Survivor did not go too well for Davey Hudson and myself this weekend as we both drew Ole Miss helmets.
There should be an added penalty if it's the biggest blowout in the league and your team loses.
Why should that be the case?
Because we're the SEC and that's not supposed to happen.
But it's in the conference.
Right. But that shouldn't be the
Won't
biggest.
Won't we get to a point where it's just SEC teams playing SEC teams?
No, not always.
Might be a week or two where that happens. But
it's
not
a non-conference game against somebody.
Every time? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Not 100%.
Well, I'll have to double-check the league schedule there. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue with you, and there's no need to look it up. But, man, that was a really tough game, guys. Really tough. Tough game.
I blame Barrett Salih for at least making me think there was some glimmer of hope.
Oh, okay.
If we hadn't had him on last week, I'd have drawn that helmet and been like, well, might as well just draw my punishment now.
No. I felt great when I saw those powder blue Ole Miss Rebs helmets come out of the box. I knew both of you guys were in deep trouble.
You even drew first, didn't you?
Yeah. Me, you, Nate.
Mm-hmm. So that means I'm up first this week.
On the draw?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys were almost in it. For more than a minute.
That first play felt good.
Ole Miss scores first. Were you guys watching it as it happened or at least keeping tabs?
I had a migraine.
So, no.
You guys are right. Week 7, all SEC games. Sorry, I had to look it up. Sometimes you just got to do that.
Yep.
Yeah,
Ole Miss.
Still trapped.
Touchback. First play of the game. Mm-hmm. First and 10. 14:49. Jordan Tamu. Complete to DK Metcalf. 75-yard touchdown. Rebs up.
I hadn't even gotten back from the fridge.
7-0.
I switched to that game. They kicked it off. I'm in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I come back in, and I thought it was the kickoff return. Guys just running to the end zone.
The next drive for Alabama lasted 1:10.
Yeah, we know.
Tua,
it went downhill
Smith,
after that.
Tua, Harris, 43-yard touchdown run, and it's 7-7 at 13:39. That's pretty wild when you think about it. 1:11, 2 touchdowns. Yo.
Yep.
Impressive. Impressive stuff by that game. And then immediately at that point, I'm sure you guys both knew that your fate was sealed.
It was over.
Are you guys both ready to do
your draw? How are we going to do this? Because this is the first time we've had two people draw punishments. Do we both get a helmet and then you read it off, or do we go one at a time where you draw?
That's a good question. How do you guys want to do it? Do you want to both have your helmet in hand? Or do you want to do one at a time?
Nate, I'll defer to you. It's whatever you want.
Let's draw them both.
So you want to each have
teams.
A helmet in your hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's only one NFL team, right, for each one? You got 32. So we can't draw the same punishment, basically.
Correct.
The same day.
And if you draw the Titans or the Seahawks, you have to put them back.
Yep.
Because
those two are already off the board.
Yeah, they are off the board.
Right.
Okay. Well, should we just hit the music and we'll let Parker... Who wants to draw first? Does that matter to you guys?
I'll go ahead.
Okay. Do we have the music ready?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I do love that the whistle and then... Oh, there it is. Oh.
Is it better to draw first or second?
Mm. It depends. I mean, they're all bad. Can you turn that up a little bit? The djembe. I'm a big fan of the djembe and the didgeridoo.
We won't even know, really, because you're going to let us get both teams first. You got your list up? Punishment
I'm not
list?
Letting you see the list. You've been looking
matter.
At No, you've been looking at my screen way too much today.
Just making
so
sure
no,
you have it ready to go.
The list
I'm trying
is,
to help you prepare.
The list is safe. The list is safe. You're going to be just fine.
Go.
Yeah, go for it. Davey draws an NFL helmet, and he's got to put his hand in the box first and missed it.
I'm trying not to
no,
look.
I understand. That's
it
fair.
Doesn't matter.
That's fair.
You're not even going to know.
I drew the Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. So oh. The Broncos are
wait, wait, wait,
off
wait, wait,
the
wait,
board.
Wait, wait, wait. Oh, okay. I thought you were
the
about
Denver
to
Broncos
off.
Are off the board. I got it.
Are
it's
you,
my game. I can handle it.
Are you
handle
scared
little...
of heights? Is there a heights one? That would have been a good one
ooh,
for Denver.
Ooh, skydiving. Could yeah. be in there. No, I don't
no,
think
I don't,
so.
I don't think that's a...
It's really hard to do on the show.
Yep, pretty tough.
That's true.
What did I just call in?
GoPro.
Just call in.
It just...
San Francisco.
I don't know why, but in my head, I remember the 49ers one being a not good
Dang.
Helmet to have.
Interesting.
I remember it being a not good helmet to have. Okay, let's get back on the three screen here.
Like
Broncos,
classic San Francisco
Niners. Let's see. Who wants to know first?
Davey.
Oh, this one isn't even that bad, really.
Oh, boo.
It's not great. It's death by ping pong.
Oh.
Which means he's going to have to get up against that wall.
All right.
And we'll just tilt the camera, and we each get 20 shots.
20?
Woo! With him, you can wear a single layer thin shirt, or you can go shirtless, but no thick jackets or anything. And we each get 20 hits as hard as we can on the serve to his back. That one's not that bad.
No.
That's not that bad at all.
I'm a pretty good ping pong player, though. I don't know.
Hang on, let me check
play
off.
A little college
tennis. Did play tennis.
We need to get the really cheap paddles. Where just jump, not the big butterfly, nice padded paddles. The ones where the layer of rubber is just tiny. That thing just jumps right off the. Or maybe those straight plastic ones, like they have in the rec center. You know, just like sandpaper.
What?
Plastic paddles.
What are the rules of against trading punishments? Like, say, I wanted to trade with Nate or vice versa. Is that allowed?
I hadn't thought about it. Ooh, Nate, are you ready for yours?
I gotta think yours is better than mine, Davey.
Nate, I wish one of you had gotten a really tough one. This one's not that bad either. We get to pick three cans of baby food, and you have to eat a can of baby food at the, let's see, probably the 30, the bottom of each hour. So we'll go pick out some, I don't know, I'm gonna need input on this one. What's the grossest baby food flavor? And people can just send that in. But every bottom of the hour,
all right,
you've got to start the segment by downing an entire jar of Gerbers or...
This isn't the blindfolded one, right, though? This is just...
No,
I
this, is just, this is just baby
which
food
which is probably
challenge.
Worse. I think I'd rather be blindfolded.
I don't know.
Because then I wouldn't... I don't know. Maybe not.
I was hoping one of you guys would get a devastation one. None of these are really, really that bad. Really, when you think about
but
it.
But now these are off
I mean,
the board.
He's
this
gonna
is
have,
nice.
Yeah.
It's like a non-conference punishment
yeah.
week. It's not that bad. You know, you just get through it, you move
here
on
I
to the next
here I am saying
week.
There should be additional punishment. You guys get the two, maybe the two weakest ones on the board. Good for you guys. I'm really happy for you. Jerks. Man, that's lame. I really wanted you guys
sorry,
to get...
Sorry, buddy.
Who made these punishments? Who do I talk to? Who's to blame here?
Happy Houston. You're mad, Houston, now. You need to talk
you,
to Happy
You
Houston.
Said you like this version of
I
me.
Do like this version.
It's ridiculous.
You freaking out about BYU on the schedule? That was our best segment.
Maybe. I was mad. I'm still mad. Why'd you bring that up?
Exactly.
Davey, do you know anything about baby food?
I do not.
Okay.
I've not had kids.
I'll eat anything as long as
do
it's,
they,
you know,
do
FDA
they make
approved.
Ping pong balls out of metal?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't seem like it'd be a good idea.
Well, if they do, I'm going to find them, and you're going to have welts on your back.
How That'll far be, away do we have to be?
Just far enough to hit it into his back.
I can't wait to see one of y'all hit a and an iPhone camera and just.
Oh, I have great aim with a ping pong ball. You're dead, buddy.
Yeah, I think he's
It's not you I'm worried about.
I think he's good.
You're not worried about me?
No, no. I mean, as far as missing.
Oh, missing. Oh, I was about to say.
Wait, we might need to move. I was about to say, it doesn't matter. It's 20 shots. So if, like,
yeah, if you misses,
Houston's
you're good.
Like, terrible at hitting the serve.
Yeah, but there's. I mean, like, you're going to be up against maybe this wall or something, and we get to be, like, right here just serving them in.
Whew.
I mean, surely I won't miss that many.
I think the punishment's going to be just watching Houston miss.
I mean, I got 2 days to practice.
Hops and Hollers has a table.
I know. I live right there. I'm just going to have to drive up and hang out with Todd for a few days. So
937 North Central.
Death by ping pong. What did I say here? Did I say 20 an hour?
You said 20 each.
20 each.
Per hour.
No, you can't add that in now.
Nope, it's on there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look. I'm not typing. I'm just pulling up some documents.
I mean, if you want, you can do like 7 the first hour, 7
that's what
the
I was
second,
wondering. Do
8
we wanna,
the third.
Do, I mean, we can balance them out.
That
I mean, we got 40 shots over the course of an hour to try to peg him in the back or the back of the head.
You do. Headshots
are allowed?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we might miss. Right?
We'll give him some sunglasses so nothing ricochets into the eyes. But yeah, if I can hit him in the back of the head.
I thought I was facing.
No, your turn. Your
no, we. I mean, if you want to face, you can.
No, I mean, like, I thought I was facing the wall.
Yeah.
You are.
But okay. I don't want to ricochet off the wall into your face. I mean, I guess you can just keep your glasses on. We just need some PPE. Can't have you going blind.
Yeah.
Personal protection.
CTE.
We could hit him into the.
Yeah, you got to avoid the head. CTE is a real problem.
Hit him into the softer wall this way.
Well,
that,
I'm worried
way.
About the TV, too.
No, I'm saying hit
I got,
this
I
way.
Go wide.
We'll hit that
I
way.
Know, but I'm talking about ricochets and my backswing.
Mm.
A lot of things. Uh-oh, I just got sent the 3 nastiest baby food flavors.
God. Is it bad?
Yeah, they're bad. Okay. Shouts out. Who sent that in? Big John Acree.
There you go,
love John.
John.
Saw him in Charlotte. Big fan of the show.
You're
and he immediately researches list. The nastiest. One of them looked like Vienna sausages, but for babies. Think about how nasty that's going to be. That's going to be the worst thing you've ever tasted.
Well, the best thing about the baby food eating is that it's at least small. It's not like the whole jar of dill pickles.
We can find gigantic jars.
No, that's
buy in bulk.
No.
What do you mean? I mean, some jars are bigger than others. That's all I'm saying. I'm not specific. I didn't say how many ounces it would be.
Chad just sent us some too.
Yep. This is what John sent me. What is that one? What's the pink one? Ham and ham gravy.
Ham and ham
that
sauce.
That looks awful. Earth's Best First Prunes. Oh, that's good because that means it has a backup effect also.
Ooh.
Yep, Curtis Hurd sent some stuff in. He
backup
said,
effect.
My wife bought this opposite. For our little girl, and we ended up giving it to the dog, and we even felt bad about that. Chicken and chicken gravy, beef and beef
there
gravy, ham and ham gravy, all making the list. These graduate toddler's meat sticks look horrifying. Do you like Vienna sausages? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Like the pigs
super,
in a blanket?
No. The super pale,
beanie
like,
weenies. Is that, am I?
Would you guys really not know what Vienna sausages are?
No, I know what you're talking about.
They're like the little blue can, and there's eight or nine weenies in them, and they're really soft.
Well, that's kind of like the same stuff that's in beanie weenies.
No, those are like that's a hot dog. That's like a cooked hot dog.
What my strategy is? Is it just to like try and scarf these down, like swallow these things whole? You know, like the meat sticks just down the hatch.
Hold the nose.
Do I hold the nose and just?
Please do it that way. Please, the viewers would appreciate it if you did it that way. Ooh, the 10 most disgusting baby foods. Thank you, Wanted Stripes.
There
See,
you go.
You're gonna
you
be
guys can pick.
I am gonna. I will haunt every food store in Knoxville. I will dig back into the back crevices of the shelf to find the nastiest, most disgusting baby food for you, Hodges.
Well, shifting over to the other challenge, have you seen the Ultimate Ping Pong Pain Challenge screenshot that just got sent?
No, what is that? What do we got here?
Like blood spots on this guy's
and
back.
It's fine. I used to want to be a member of Jackass.
He probably had to be shirtless, right? I should have made shirtless. Dang it. Should have said shirtless. It's fine. Everything's fine. How are you got a good serve, right? You play tennis. You can go over the top, right?
Yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you have enough room to wind up in here?
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering if maybe we need to go outside. Maybe go take a. We can take a cam outside and go wireless. That could be a fun time.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt the radio listeners.
Oh yeah, that's true. Great point. They got to be able to hear it. So we got to figure out a way to do it in here.
I'm pretty small.
We will.
I can probably figure out a way to do this.
Well, I'm not disappointed, but I'm not exactly thrilled with what you guys drew. But I am. I don't know.
It's your
I am still unscathed. Golly, you guys are drawing the ones that I want.
That's
to
the
draw,
thing, Nate. We're just getting the easy ones out of the way to where once Houston's luck finally mm-hmm. goes against him, he's stuck with the ones that are just pretty.
I mean, because now, there are some that still aren't so bad.
See, these we just get out of the way early. But like last week, 2.5 hours ice in the pants.
That was a bad one.
Like my legs at the end.
That
of
That was
like,
a fun one.
It wasn't miserable, but like my legs were numb. I could barely get out of the room.
That was fun for me. I enjoyed that one. I think the listeners really and viewers really enjoyed that one too. You kind of got like Twitter famous for a second with the GIFs and the still shots that came out after.
Sure, were a lot.
So I mean that's good. Maybe me lighting you up with ping pong balls will make a good GIF, or Hodges, you know, reversal of fortune as he eats ham and gravy baby food.
Throw up on air.
I mean, we'll need a trash can in here for Hodges when he starts doing this.
For sure.
Don't mess up the table.
Florida State next. After the break,
NFL stuff too.
We got to hustle.
Rapid fire final segment. Back at you.
Tuesdays are good for NFL because we have Monday Night Football to recap too.
Final segment of the program. Three and out, driven by Toyota Knoxville. Punishment day is Wednesday. Davey has drawn the ping pong challenge.
Death by ping pong.
Pew, 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 pew. 40's a lot. It's like 40 lashes.
Oh, that's right, because it's 20 each.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. I've been informed that I got to go with 3-star ping pong balls because they're a little thicker.
Yeah, I don't know if his scrawny little back's got enough room for 40
He's
welts.
Been working out. You
I
never
mean,
know.
Welts on welts. Hey, I think because I want to be accurate, we do need the classic blue or red paddles with just a thin layer of rubber. So don't get
what
the nice ones.
What makes them go faster?
Well, the fast.
I'm gonna probably borrow them, but what gives me more speed on the ball?
Probably the straight like complete plastic ones. But those things like, I mean, you'll be all over the place.
Oh,
so you want the one with just you want the classic cheapest ones they sell
I'll
at the
store.
I'll
test a few. I'll probably go and have like I'm probably gonna. Sample taste a couple of things of baby food to see which one's the worst for you. And then I'm going to go to a place that sells ping pong stuff and really, really test that gear and see how I can.
Don't get the nicer butterfly paddle. Just get one of the cheapies. It'll go faster off the
really?
Cheapers. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll do this.
There's more control. Butterfly ones are made for people that swing really hard and want to control the spin and
pay as much as possible.
This is like long drive. We don't want spin, and if we do, we want it just a little bit in one direction so it stays straight.
Slow riser or over the top. I'm in on that. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
We call that a flat serve in tennis, you know.
Rapid fire.
Yeah. Florida State.
Ooh,
and then they tweet the graphic out of
do something. We know. We've been waiting on you too. Please, God.
No, it's so bad.
Wait, what are you talking
about? Well, there was that.
That was the graphic.
There was another one. I can't remember what it was.
The final score graphics one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the hashtag was do something.
Oh, okay.
The hashtag was do something. It's, what's their chief's name?
Osceola?
Chief Osceola running down the field and spearing it. And then underneath it says, final score, Syracuse infinity.
30, I think.
It's so
Florida
bad.
Florida State, 7. Not a lot.
Your quarterback won't even let the offensive line help him up.
30-7.
He's like, nope, you ain't helping me out now.
He said, how about you just block for me? That would be a good start.
That was bad.
DeAndre Francois, 18 of 36 for like 108 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Not good.
Willie Taggart's buyout's pretty extensive. I believe it's at $21 million right now. They've already had a GoFundMe to buy
what
out
are
his
you,
contract.
$21 million for a guy with a losing record. Florida State, what are you doing?
Idiots.
What are you doing? You did it to yourself. What are you doing?
Right,
what a finesse play by Willie Taggart.
You got till it's gone. That's what they're probably singing about Jimbo
right
now.
What a finesse play.
So, seriously, rapid fire. Duke beat Baylor. They're still undefeated.
Duke's really
on
good,
the road.
Yes.
No, that's it, Davey. Now we're moving on. And Herm Edwards,
Daniel
Arizona
Jones,
State,
David
who
Cutcliffe.
Was undefeated, lost to San Diego State. They beat Michigan State, lost to San Diego State.
Classic trap game. Mm. Sorry, Herm. I didn't want to come on and hate Herm because he has a nice start to the season,
yeah.
But I wasn't going to come on here and drink the Kool-Aid either.
Can't
I wanted to wait.
Won't
I need evidence. Herm Edwards, you take the good with the bad.
North Texas 44, Arkansas 17.
Oh, man. Oh, Chad Morris, what are you doing?
That's bad.
Oh, God.
How is it that Brett Bielema and Butch Jones have left teams in such terrible, terrible spots? And really, Jimbo Fisher, I guess. I mean, that's an offensive change to the nine, so maybe that's part of it. But my goodness. First-year head coaches right now across the country, just a struggle.
We mentioned the Big Ten. Troy 24, Nebraska 19.
Nebraska plays Michigan this week.
And they'll lose that one.
South Florida 25, Illinois 19.
Nebraska's 0-2, right?
Yeah.
They haven't won a game.
The first time in
forever.
Whoa,
I think they might be 0-3.
No, 2.
That's why it was weird, because they started a week late somehow.
The first game got rained.
That's right.
Akron 39, Northwestern 34.
Northwestern, not good. Not good at all.
Big Ten at a rough.
Remember when
rough
I said
weekend.
Friday the NCAA football world seems really top heavy?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I mean.
Fresno State beat UCLA. I believe it was 38-14.
Worst start, I think, to UCLA football in their history. Chip Kelly. Buddy.
Texas 37, USC 14. Tyson Helton's big bro starting to get a little heated there.
I think this is the first time USC has lost two back-to-back games by 14 points or more ever. They are not good. They can't score or stop anybody.
Every time Texas wins a game, Texas is back.
Texas is back.
If you're looking for just if it's a pick, I don't even know who they play next week, but Texas is probably going to lose.
They definitely won't cover because they're going to get overhyped all week long.
Have no fear, though. Mike Leach and Washington State took care of business, hung 59 on Eastern Washington.
Hell yeah, they did.
You don't mess with the Pirate.
Just to wrap up our Pac-12 scoreboard. So what a weird year so far in college football.
Off to a fun start.
Yeah.
We'll talk NFL tomorrow, but the Titans did win, so I'm
great.
Happy about that.
Buddy, that's a really great win for the Titans.
Your starting quarterback had the third best pass rating on the team. You didn't have your top three tackles. Listen to that. Your top three tackles were
out. It's a division
out.
Game, too. You got to have it.
That's the key.
Gotta
division game. I mean, they had their issues, but they got it done. And credit to Mike Vrabel. He made a couple of key calls and key moments. That fake punt, I realize that's probably a I don't know what's the exact word. I mean, it's one of those where if they see it, they call it. If they line up like that and he's completely uncovered, I think they just chunk. Because you know what I mean? That wasn't a fake punt that you have schemed up. It's just, hey, sometimes they don't cover that guy, and if it's open, throw it. But I do like that he let him down the field. He didn't just snap and throw wide so that there's still – he gave him some runway there to get the speed up. That
Kevin
was a
Byard,
really nice play. Really nice, nice play. And good
All
to
pro.
See Adoree Jackson just rip – DeAndre Hopkins in the end zone for his first career pick.
Dory's good.
Dory's going to be really, really good. He struggled a little bit last year, but he's a really, really good player. How about the Jags laying the damn lumber to the Patriots over the weekend?
Cam Robinson tore his ACL. Jags play the Titans this coming weekend.
Another big divisional game.
So it's Tennessee versus Jacksonville and Tennessee versus Florida this weekend. So it's Florida the state versus Tennessee the state this weekend.
Don't forget, Pandemonium Reigns is Friday night, as it is Florida week. It's the tailgate before the tailgate, and we want to see you out there at World's Fair Park to watch the 98 version of Tennessee-Florida ahead of
guaranteed win.
What will be a big, big game. We'll talk about it throughout the week. Talk Sports is next. John, Cody, and Ben, keep it right here for Fan Run Radio.